Can I offer anyone some more coffee?
Oh, no, thanks, Rose. Rod, I think we better call it a night before we wear out our welcome.
Too late.
Well, we certainly enjoyed having you.
Yeah, right. Welcome to the neighborhood.
Goodbye.
Good night already.
Oh, I cannot believe you rushing them out of the house like that.
Rushing? They were here forever. 2 hours to eat pasta and a lousy salad. Your father could eat dinner, read the newspaper, make love, give himself a pedicure, all within an hour. And he never got up from the kitchen table.
Well, I think the McDowells were delightful.
I did, too.
So did I. Oh, I just love to welcome people to the neighborhood. In fact, back home, I used to run our town's welcome wagon. Oh, boy, was that fun. Whenever a new family would move into St. Olaf, we'd all hop on the tractor and ride out to the new neighbor's farm. 30 or 40 of us carrying vats of smoked fish and big pitchers of freshly squeezed potato juice. While Cousin Dak played getting to know you through the hole in his windpipe.
Tell me, Rose, did you ever accompany him through the hole in your head?
Oh, Sophia, honey, would you mind getting that, please?
No problem. I'll drag my bad leg over to the door.
Ma'am, you really shouldn't open the door without asking who it is first.
Fine.
Who is it?
Detective Al Mullins, Miami PD.
Please, come in. You'll have to excuse my mother. She's a little upset. She just found out she has the same hairdresser as Whoopi Goldberg.
Now, this is my associate, Bobby Hopkins.
Detective Mullins, I am Blanche Devereaux, and these are my roommates, Dorothy and Rose. They're innocent. I'm not.
Now, Bobby, you don't have to write that last part. That was just a come on. Look, I'm sorry to take up your time at this hour, ladies, but I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Well, of course. I am single. I'm free on Saturday night. And I can arch my back until my head touches my heel.
If you don't mind, Al, I'd like to write that one down.
Well, just sit down.
I'd like to ask you about your next-door neighbors, the McDowells.
They're not who you think they are.
You mean we invited the wrong people to dinner?
In a manner of speaking, you see, your next-door neighbors are dealers in stolen gems.
Those sweet people?
I'm afraid so. And we have reason to believe that they may be making a major move sometime in the next 72 hours, so we'd like to set up shop here for a few days.
Well, of course. You can both stay in my room.
Now, wait just a minute.
All right, you can have the boy.
We can't just move in here. Let them do their work from a van, like real police on TV.
Look, we'd like your cooperation on this, but you have every right to say no.
No.
Girls, I think we need to discuss this. Gentlemen, if you'll just excuse us for a moment. Oh, ladies, I think we must do this. Now, it's our duty as American citizens.
Oh, I don't know. Two policemen living in our house.
Well, what's there to be afraid of, Dorothy? Once you strip away the gruff exterior, the badge, the gun, the uniform.
You've got a naked policeman.
Exactly.
Blanche, this is serious. Now, if we can do anything to assist the police, I think we should. Their job is hard enough as it is. I should know. My father was a policeman.
But I thought your father was a farmer.
On the weekdays. Saturday and Sunday, he and the other farmers became volunteer policemen. Of course, the only crime in St. Olaf was that more people didn't practice better oral hygiene. So most of the time, they just sat around the jailhouse and took pictures of each other behind the bars in goofy poses.
I vote no.
Well, I agree with Ma. I mean, why should we get involved in something that might be dangerous?
Dorothy, if it was going to be dangerous, they wouldn't let us get involved.
Blanche has a point. And besides, if anything happens, we've got the police right here with us.
Maybe you're right.
Oh, okay, then it's all settled. They can stay. Oh, Detective Mullins, we decided you all can stay. So welcome to our home.
Thank you. We appreciate this very much. We'll be back early tomorrow to set up. And don't worry, you won't have to change your lifestyles because of us. All we'll need is a bedroom, a bathroom. We'll use the kitchen as a base.
Fine. We'll just cook in the fireplace and pee in the broom closet.
Yeah?
How'd you like the pasta?
It's okay. I'm not really that crazy about Italian food.
Lucky for you, you carry a gun.
Excuse me?
I said the last 3 days with you have really been fun.
Hi, Sophia. Hi, Al. You hear anything on the wiretap yet?
Save your breath. He can't hear a word with those things on his ears.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've been entertaining myself all afternoon. Watch. Hey. You dumb bachigaloo. Your face looks like the rear end of a donkey. This kills me. You try.
No, I will not. And I don't think you ought to be talking to him like that either. He's practically your daughter's boyfriend.
What are you talking about? They hate each other. They fight all the time.
Very passionate fights. Oh, it has all the signs of a classic love-hate relationship. And from the sparks of that conflict rise the flames of desire. Flames that ignite in an uncontrollable frenzy of lust, passion, and ecstasy. I'm sorry, where was I?
Oh, I don't believe this. Hey, Dick Tracy.
What's your problem now?
I thought I asked you to move this equipment someplace else where it would not be in the way.
I said I'd try. I try.
Yeah, would you also try to remember to put down the toilet seat after you use it?
Sorry, that was me. I was experimenting with something new, but it didn't work out.
Dorothy, he's only trying to do his job. It can't be very pleasant for him either.
Actually, as far as stakeouts go, it's kind of nice here.
I thought you couldn't hear with those things on.
I do that for Sophia. She seems to get a big kick out of calling me names, so I let her do it.
She's really a very sweet lady. She just doesn't like to show it.
Is that a family trait?
You won't believe what happened to me at the store. I saw the McDowells. Luckily, they didn't see me, so I followed them all through the store, and I wrote down everything they bought.
Why?
For evidence, silly.
Rose, they steal jewels, not Gino's pizza rolls.
Ladies, listen to me now. I know it seems like we're all in this together, but those people are dangerous. Please, leave the police work to us.
You ready for a break, Al?
Yeah, thanks. I'm gonna go out back, get some fresh air.
Well, won't the neighbors see you? Oh,
just a gentleman friend paying a visit? Of course, it would look better if one of you were out there with me. Come on, Dottie.
What do you mean, come on? If you want me to do you a favor, you ask me.
All right, I'm asking. You don't have to bite my head off.
You're a real charmer, you know that?
Oh, who are you, Lady Di? Come on.
Do me a favor, join the bomb squad. Oh, God, I'm crazy nuts about this guy.
Rose. It's Martha McDowell, your new neighbor. I was here for dinner a few days ago, and yesterday you followed me around the supermarket.
Oh, my God. Why, Dorothy, look, it's Mrs. McDowell.
Why is everyone staring at me?
Because your handbag doesn't match your shoes.
We're a very fashion-conscious neighborhood.
Listen, I know this is short notice, but how would you all like to come to dinner tomorrow?
Oh, hello.
Hello, I don't think we've met. I'm Martha McDowell from next door.
Hi, Martha. I see you've met my son Alfonso and my grandson Bobby. They're here from New York on a fishing trip. Thus far, all they've caught is a cold. Nice touch, but I work alone.
Listen, I've got to run. Will you let me know about dinner tomorrow night? Bye.
Oh, thank you, Sophia. That was quick thinking.
No big deal. I mistake a lot of people for my grandson.
Did she just invite you to dinner?
Yes.
Al.
No. Forget it. It's too dangerous.
Nobody can break the case wide
open.
Yeah,
but no.
What is this about? What are you talking about?
We're trying to figure out a way to plant a bug in their house.
Shut up, Bobby. Come on, it's not their job.
I know we're not getting Zip on the phone. They're too smart. If we want to get an arrest warrant, we got to plant a bug.
I'll do it. I'll be the plant.
You are a plant.
Now, Rose, honey, you don't do too well under pressure. No, Rose, remember the time in the coffee shop when you didn't have enough money, so you ran into the ladies' room and tried to climb out through the skylight?
That doesn't happen anymore since I switched to decaf.
Well, I would volunteer, but I'm afraid I'd be too conspicuous. It's a dinner party, and I plan to show cleavage.
Well, if anybody's going to do it, it should be me.
Why you?
Because I am the best under pressure.
And she bears a striking resemblance to Barnaby Jones.
You've been tossing and turning all night. What's bothering
you? Nothing.
Don't you break a commandment in this room.
What commandment? Thou shalt not toss and turn?
No, thou shalt not lie.
That's not a commandment.
Really? That doesn't make any sense. There's thou shalt not commit adultery, and thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. 2 out of 10 refer to hitting the sheets, and they couldn't fit in lying? Does anybody think before they write this stuff down?
You're not making any sense. I can't talk to you when you're half asleep.
Excuse me, it's only 4 a.m. Why don't you get a rubber hose and whack me around until I'm razor sharp?
Ma, I have a problem. I'm worried about tomorrow. I don't know whether or not I should go on that mission.
Dorothy, for 50 years you've come to me with all your problems. Who should I take to the prom? Where should I go to college? Do you think I should marry Stan? These were things I could help you with. Should I go on this mission is out of my area of expertise. Who do you think I am, Oliver North?
Ma, you're not making this any easier.
All right, then. If you think it'll help you land this Al character, you should do it.
Al? Who said anything about landing Al? What, do you think I'd risk my life for Al? I'm doing this because I think it's the right thing to do. Because I'm a concerned citizen. And because I'd give my right arm to land Al. I'm scared. I don't know what to do.
First of all, don't think your problem is so unique. People do crazy things for love all the time. Let me tell you a little story. Picture this. Sicily, August, 1908. No, that's not it. But if you ever need a story about jealousy, this one's a pip.
Ma, just go to sleep.
No, I remember. Havana, 1957. No, I was never in Havana.
Ma.
I meant Brooklyn, 1958. No, that's not it. I don't believe it. I'm dry. I got nothing.
It's okay, Ma.
No, it's not. I feel like Tommy Lasorda should be standing by the bed waving to the bullpen.
Ma, don't let it bother you.
Well, I just can't leave you hanging. In lieu of a story, would you settle for a very wise observation?
Oh, yes, Ma.
Al's a good guy, and he makes you happy. And if you're doing it for that reason alone, it's worth it. It's my guess that you're also doing it because in your heart, you feel it's the right thing.
Thanks, Ma. That means a lot to me.
Good. Now get some rest, pussycat. Tomorrow could be your last day.
Gee, it's a shame we have to plant that transmitter at the McDowell's tonight. There's a great movie on TV.
What is it?
In Cold Blood. It's about... This innocent family is brutally murdered.
May I see that, Rose?
Sure.
Thank you.
Rose, we're nervous enough about having to go over to the McDowell's. Do you have to make it worse?
Well, it's nothing to be nervous about. I mean, Bobby and Al are watching through the kitchen window the whole time. If we get in trouble, we just have to signal them.
Oh, how are we doing, ladies?
Well, to be honest, we're just a little nervous.
All right. Let's go over the plan one more time.
Check. At 1800 hours, we enter the suspect's domicile. At 1830 hours, we sit down to dinner. After wine is poured, at approximately 1840 hours, I begin telling the story about Uncle Hurtis and the three skunks in the fountain, which should last about...
1900 hours.
Dorothy, here's the transmitter. Just keep it in the palm of your hand, and then with one quick movement, stick it under the table. That's all there is to it.
All right, so there any other questions?
Well, I guess that's it. Good luck, ladies.
Let's go.
Ma, you're not going.
Oh, yes, I am. If anything goes wrong, you need someone with experience.
Experience with what?
With life. You're looking at a woman who lived through 2 world wars, 15 vendettas, 4 major operations, and 2 Darrens on Bewitched.
I don't think those are very good reasons to go.
No? How about this one? I'm hungry. Let's roll, Dano.
Al, all right, that's the front door closing. Yeah, the ladies are out of the house. The transmitter's working perfectly. I hear everything clear as a bell.
They really did it. I can't believe it. You know, I gotta tell you, Bobby, I had big doubts about this one. Congratulations, ladies. You did a great job.
It's really working.
Bobby, give her the phones. Let her hear.
Oh, I hate to say this, but it was almost fun.
Fun? Oh, my pulse was racing. My heart was pounding. I could barely get my breath. I think that's the most fun I've ever had standing up. No, I take it back. There was that one time on that 740.
They keep talking about that noodle head in the red dress. Could that be code language?
Only to the noodle head in the red dress.
Okay, what happens next?
Well, we should get enough out of this bug in the next few hours to get our warrants and be out of your lives by midday tomorrow.
I'm beat. I'm going to bed.
Oh, so am I.
Oh, boy, not me. I'm too excited to sleep.
No, you're not. You're beat, too.
Oh, yeah, I'm beat, too. Oh, I'm so beat, I won't be able to hear a thing that goes on. I don't care what happens. But I sure would like to hear about it all in the morning.
In the earphones, Bobby. You go get some rest. Go ahead.
Okay, Al.
Hey, Dorothy, I just want to say... did a nice job.
Thanks, Sam.
And Dorothy, I also wanted to say, took guts.
Thanks, Sam.
See, Dorothy, I just wanted to ask you. Well, I wanted to ask you.
For God's sakes, he wants to ask you to go out with him.
You got your listening equipment, I got mine. Good night.
Come in.
Oh, Bobby, here's those extra towels you asked for, hon.
Thanks, Blanche.
You're welcome.
Oh, listen, Blanche, before I forget, I want to thank you for everything you've done the past few days.
You don't have to thank me for anything. Actually, I kind of enjoyed doing it. You remind me a lot of my son, Matthew, except he doesn't carry a gun. Bobby, does your mama know you carry that gun?
Blanche, I'm a grown man. I don't have to have her permission. Although, to be honest, she's not thrilled about it.
That's because she loves you. I know I'd be a nervous wreck if Matthew were a police officer. I worry about him enough as it is, and he's a CPA. I guess that's just a mother's nature. Well, I'll see you in the morning.
Hey, Blanche, listen, my mom lives in Oregon. You know, I don't get a home-cooked meal too often. It'd be okay if I stop by sometime?
I think that would be great. And now, I don't care how old you think you are, mister. It's time for lights out.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.
Bobby, let's go. The exchange is going down. Move it.
What's going on?
Mr. McDowell, there's no time to explain. You just get on the floor and stay there. Is that clear? On the floor now!
Oh. I'm scared.
I'm scared, too. I'm scared for Al and Bobby.
Oh.
What was that noise?
That was me. Thank you for calling it to everyone's attention.
What's happening out there?
Shut up, I think I hear something.
I don't hear anything.
What was that?
Gunshots! Oh, sweet Jesus.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God, that could have been Al. We have to do something.
You heard what he said. We're not to move. We have to wait till he comes back.
Yeah, but what happens if he can't come back? Oh, thank God you're all right.
Is everything okay?
Just stay down. This is Mullins. I need an ambulance and backup at the Richmond Street Stakeout. My partner's been shot.
Oh!
Yeah, you know, at first I was really scared, but then when I realized it was just a shoulder wound, then I calmed down. Actually, I passed out, but I did it calmly.
Oh, Bobby, you're so brave.
You're so stupid. Don't you know you're supposed to duck a bullet? In Sicily, they don't let you pass kindergarten till you learn that.
Really? In St. Olaf, we just had to promise not to eat paste.
Ladies, that's not baby you now.
Hey, Al, how you doing?
Great. The McDonald's have been arraigned. The DA says he's going to put them away for a long time.
Gee, who's going to look after their lawn?
Rose, while we're here, maybe you should have a CAT scan.
Come on, Bobby. Out of bed. Yep. Doc says you got to take a little ride out to the sun deck.
Great. Al, want to drive?
I'll do it. It's nice not to be a passenger in one of these things for a change.
I want you to tell me the whole story all over again from the beginning.
From the beginning?
Yeah, from the time that you met when you were walking across.
Dorothy, I want to ask you something. How about you and I go out sometime, huh? Dorothy, I really want to see you again.
I really want to see you again, too.
Great.
But I can't.
Why not?
Because I could get serious about you.
Well, I don't get it.
Al, up until the other night, I thought this whole thing was a game, but after what happened, I realized it isn't.
And you don't want to become involved with someone who could get hurt every time he goes out to work.
I'm sorry, Al.
That's not the first time I've heard it. I understand.
Thanks. You take good care of yourself, you know?
So, are you two an item or what?
No. No, we decided it was best if we didn't see each other.
Are you sure, Dorothy? In your heart of hearts, are you positive you made the right decision?
Yes, Ma.
Fine, then I want you to meet someone. Dr. Tansy? This is my daughter. And this guy is nobody. Beat it, Al.